makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. The makers of Postum welcome you to the opening night of a new series of Lum and Abner programs. We want you to know how happy we are to be able to bring you these two lovable radio favorites. We know that during the years they have been on the air, Lum and Abner have earned a warm place in the hearts of thousands of listeners. That for many of you, they are not only real people, but real friends. And we hope that Lum and Abner's new series will bring you the same sincere enjoyment as their previous programs. That they will make even more friends in the future than they have in the past. And that through them, many of you will become acquainted or reacquainted with Postum. For just as Lum and Abner is a program the whole family can enjoy, so is Postum a drink the whole family can enjoy. So now we proudly say, Postum presents Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. For the past few weeks, Lum and Abner have been trying to raise enough capital to organize the Pine Ridge Motion Picture Company. The old fellows have succeeded in getting together $1,200 and now plan to begin work on their first production. They intend to continue operating their general store, however, until the new venture proves to be a success. As we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner down at the Jot 'em Down store still enthused over the possibilities of their new enterprise. Listen.
Well, it looks to me like, Lum, we got to get a coat or a camera the first thing we do. Can't make moving pictures out of a moving picture camera, can we?
Well, that's all been tended to.
Oh.
I sent a telegram to the moving picture supply house out there in Hollywood Saturday. See what kind of prices they got on good second-hand outfits.
Oh, well, good, good. Lummy, that's better than buying a new one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got to save every place we can on this first picture.
Oh, yeah.
After that, I can go into some of these super gigantic-headed productions.
Yeah, reckon so. The main thing I'm interested in is getting this first one started. I've got $600 invested in that thing, and I want to get it back.
Well, we're getting it started just as fast as I can.
Well, do you know yet how much it's going to cost us?
No, I can't tell till I get the prices on the equipment.
Can't, huh?
No. Another thing we got to do before I can say definite how much it's going to cost is find out what the picture's going to be about.
You do, huh?
Sure. I can't tell how many actors we're going to have to hire or how much the costumes is going to cost and the sets and all that stuff or nothing.
I ain't dogged. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, I have. That's the importantest thing of the whole business. See, you're mighty lucky to have a feller like me at the head of this business, Abner.
I am, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. Good for me.
I've worried about that to where I can't go to sleep of a night hardly. Laid up there in bed last night and counted elephants for 2 hours trying to go to sleep.
Elephants? You mean sheep, don't you, Lum?
No, no. Since I got into this moving picture business, thinking about them super colossal, gigantic Edwards productions, them sheep won't work no more.
Oh.
The whole success of this company depends on this first picture. That's the reason I've been worrying so much about it myself, trying to find the right kind of a story.
Sure, sure.
Can't make up my mind whether to write one myself or get one that's done wrote.
Yeah, well, I believe that we better get one that's done wrote, Lum.
Yeah, it would save me a lot of trouble if we could find one that we like just as well.
Yeah, sure.
I've thought of three or four that we might could use.
Well, good.
That Gone with the Wind ain't never been made into a picture yet. I could get busy on that and beat the others to it.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, they don't seem to be able to find the right actors for it.
Well,
I've heard that's the only thing that's holding it up.
Uh-huh.
Well, I believe that Captain Brogan could take that leading woman's part all right, that Scarlett O'Hara's. Of course, Red Butler, I've got somebody in mind for that already.
Well, why don't we make it then? Get started if you think it's a good idea.
Well, only thing, that book's that thick.
It is.
Yeah, take too much film to make it. That stuff runs into money before you know it. I believe we ought to keep this first picture as short as we can.
Yeah, yeah, cheap as we can make it, so bad.
That's the trouble with that Chicago Fire. It's too long, too.
Oh, well, they've done made that, Lum. I seen an advertisement in a paper about it. It's done made.
Well, yeah, the Chicago Fire. But we can make the Pine Ridge Fire.
Oh.
All you gotta have is a cool oil lamp and a cow. Wouldn't have no trouble finding plenty of them around here.
No, sir, they go. That old cow of ours could work in that pitcher. She'll kick a lamp over every time if you walk up on her offside.
Well, the only trouble is we'd have to burn up the whole town to make it. Best thing for us to do is just wait for them to have another farm, not start none.
No. Better not start none, no.
Right now, this Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs appears to be about the popperest thing he is.
Who?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh.
Been reading about it in that moving picture magazine I bought. It's been a big help. I know that weren't a waste of money. I'd get some good ideas out of it.
Well, what did it say?
Well, it just went on about what a success it was and all.
Uh-huh.
The crickets had just raved about it.
Well, that's done been made too, ain't it?
Yeah, but I thought we could sort of outdo that and make a Eddard super special out of it.
Oh, well.
Have about 18 or 20 of them dwarfs instead of just 7.
Uh-huh.
I thought we could call ours Snow White and 18 Dwarfs. Put ours in the same town with that other picture, you know who'd get the business.
Yeah. Well, where are we going to get enough of them there, them dwarfs around here for the actor, Nolan? I ain't never seen none around Pine Ridge.
Well, that's another place we got them. I thought we could have our dwarfs bigger.
Oh, well, good, good.
There's one called Doc. I thought we could get Doc Miller for him.
Yeah.
And another named Sneezy.
Well, we could get old Sneezy Jim Williams for him, man.
Yes, right, Granny. He'd make a good
one. Yeah.
Him with his hay fever.
Yeah, he just sneezes all the time.
And Sleepy, I thought we could get old Luke Spears for that. He can go to sleep standing up if nobody don't disturb him.
Yeah, he sits down at the barber shop and leans that chair back and just sits there and sleeps by the arm.
Oh, he's a plum nuisance.
Yes, he is.
It's all Mose can do to wake him up and get him out of that chair whenever a customer comes in.
Well, sure, yeah. Had to shave me in the shine chair the other day. Couldn't wake Luke up.
Yeah, Luke couldn't be beat for sleeping.
Oh, no.
He's got unnatural talents for it.
Yeah, he sleeps well, he does.
And I think Mose Moose would make a good happy. That's another dwarf.
Well, here, Lum, I'd sort of like to be one of them dwarfs myself.
Oh, yeah, well, I couldn't decide twixt you and Cedric Weehunt for the one called Dopey.
Well?
Either one of you could do that part good.
Well, you just give it to me, then. I've got more money invested in that company than he has. I ought to have my first pick.
All right, we can make Cedric bashful, then.
Yeah.
That's another.
Anything, I don't care just so I get to be dopey, that's all.
And old Grandpa Masters is a natural-born grumpy.
Oh, my, yes. Grumpiest somebody I ever seen in my life, that old man.
Well, I mean, is a dwarf called that?
Oh, well, what are you going to be in the picture, Lon? Ain't you going to be in it?
Well, I sort of aiming on Catherine Brogan being Snow White and me be the prince that comes in and saves her from the queen, you know, after she atrophies an apple.
You mean that there Catherine Brogan will have to eat a pies and apple?
Yeah, according to the story, she does.
Oh, well, I don't believe you'll ever talk her into eating anything pies in that way, Lon.
Well, we can use a double for that.
A double?
Yeah, and then she can eat the double. Have two apples. Take a close-up of the pies one and let her eat the other.
Oh, yeah, could do that, I reckon. But what does she have to eat the apple for?
So that's in the story. The queen gave it to her, and she never knowed it was poison, and then I come up and kiss her and save her.
Well, doggy, she does have to take a lot of punishment, don't she?
Oh, yeah, she... Just what did you mean by that remark?
Well, having to eat Oh, that's right. We're going to have two apples, ain't we?
Yeah, I think we can handle it to where nobody won't catch on.
Yeah, well, what does the queen want the poisoner for, Lon?
Because the queen is jealous of her. See, the queen has always been give up to be the prettiest woman in the land.
Uh-huh.
She's awful proud of herself over it.
Well.
Okay, well, one day she looked in the mirror and said, who is the fairest in the land? And the mirror said that Snow White was.
Well, I did, Who said that?
The mirror.
You mean a regular looking glass?
Yes.
Oh, well, they don't talk long. You can look in one of them and talk, but that's yourself that you're looking at talking, not the mirror.
Well, this one did. Or that is a man in the mirror.
The man? I thought you said it was a queen.
It was the queen, Abner.
Well, queens is women, Lon. Queens is men.
I know. The queen looked in the mirror and seen a man.
Oh, well, that must have been somebody standing behind her then.
No, she was in a room by herself.
Well, she must have been looking out the window then, Lum, and just thought it was a mirror. For looking glasses just reflect what looks into them.
Well, listen, Dick.
Well, it weren't a looking glass.
It was, Abner.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. There's bound to be a mistake there somewhere.
Well, now, we ain't going to change the story just because you don't believe that.
Well, folks, I think we've lost our mind.
All right, we just won't use that. Make some other picture. I never wanted to make it. No way. I had to wear them tights and the thing, you know, and you know how my legs look.
Oh, my goodness, don't wear them tights. Your legs will look like a rope hanging down there with a knot tied in it.
Yeah.
I just meant that I thought, Lum, that we ought not
to. Well, another thing, too, might have trouble is a bunch of trained animals in it. Deers and squirrels and rabbits and one thing and another. That'd give us a lot of trouble.
Oh, my, yeah.
Take us 2 months to learn them how to do all them stunts.
Oh, well, here, Lum, me, I never know that. Well, let's don't undertake it then, Lum.
But we got to decide on something.
Yeah, sure, to get started.
What I'd like to do if we had some animals, elephants and such as that, is make a Tarzan picture.
Tarzan, huh?
Yeah, I've been practicing beating on my chest and yelling and stuff.
Hurts, huh?
No, that's the battle cry.
Oh.
Think. Battle. I, Grannies, wait a minute. I believe that gives me idea. I might write it myself after all.
What? Write what, Lum?
Yes, sir, Grannies. That's just what we can do. Have a big war scene.
War scene?
Yeah, won't need no sets that way. Just dig some trenches out here in one of these old fields, and then everybody will harm, make them furnish their own guns.
Yeah.
Have a big battle. I could get shot, and Catherine Brogan could be a nurse and save my life. And then the enemy captures her, and I dash through shot and shell, carrying our country's flag, and whip the enemy single-handed and rescue her, and me and her gets married and lives happy ever after.
Good for you.
Aye, Grannies, I know if I kept thinking about it, I'd get out of here. Hand me a pencil and paper now before I forget it.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's hard to make a super, super colossal Edwards production. General Lum Edwards' last stand. Hot dog. The Pine Ridge Moving Picture Company's already a success.
And with a genius like this at the helm, Pine Ridge seems destined to become the new cinema capital of the world. I've just heard the first program in the new Lum and Abner series brought to you by the makers of Postum.
If I sort of cut in on you, Mr. Crosby.
Well, no, indeed, Abner. Glad to have you.
Well, me and Lum would just like to say that we're mighty proud to be associated with a fine product like Postum. So we're looking for us to have an uncommonly good time on these programs. Ain't that right, Lum?
It sure is, Abner. And if we can show those folks that shouldn't drink coffee how they ought to be drinking Postum, then everybody will enjoy themselves.
You're right, Lum. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our sincere hope that the combination of Lum and Abner and Postum will bring all of you a lot of real enjoyment. For while there are many people who can drink coffee without ill effects, there are many others who either have to drink it sparingly or should not drink it at all. If you are one of them, then Postum will fill a long-felt need. You can enjoy at every meal, at any hour of the day, the cheering warmth, the tempting aroma, and the satisfying flavor that have made Postum the favorite hot drink in 3 million homes. Be with us next Wednesday, won't you, when Postum again presents Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.